Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 We bless you, O King, for you are great and mighty. You are the great and mighty God, and we call on your name this morning. We come to give you a hand clap of praise, and we say hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah to our King, our Lord, our Savior. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your kingdom advance and establish through preaching, teaching, and healing. Let the gates of our lives and our cities be open to give you glory, O God, O King of glory, to come in. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting to everlasting. You are the great King above all gods. Let the heathen hear that you are the Lord that reigns. Let you Lord, you are great above all gods. Let the heathen hear, Lord, that you reign. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that the word says, he who dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are a refuge. You are a fortress. My God, in you do we trust. Surely you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You shall cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth shall be our shield and our buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made, we have made you our Lord, we which is our refuge. You are the Most High, our habitation. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. You shall give your angels charge over us, to keep us in all your ways. They shall bear us in their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread, we shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall we trample under our feet, because we have set our love upon you, therefore you will deliver us. We will be set, we will set you on high, because we have known your name. We shall call upon you and you will answer. You will be with us in trouble. You will deliver us and honor us. With long life will you satisfy us and show us your salvation. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you this morning. We just come to bless you. We come to give you all the glory and all the praise. Well, good morning, and God bless you. Thank you for coming on Bible Storyland this morning. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring his children, the senior citizens today, those that have the hoary head, the gray head, those that he has given long life to. So we are honoring you this morning, those who have the hoary head. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the seniors this morning, and I thank you that you are our Father, and we shall not want. You are the great and mighty King. You are the mighty I Am. And so, Father, as seniors, we appreciate you. We bless you, O loving King. We thank you for your kindness and your faithfulness. We thank you for extending your right hand of mercy upon us and upon our families. We thank you, O God, that you kept us all night long, every night, for years and years and years and years and years and years, abundant years, O God. Father, we can't thank you enough for your life, Kere, that you have put within us, O God, your Zoe life. We thank you for your word. You honor your word above your name, and we are grateful to you this morning, O God. We are grateful for our families, our mates, our children, our grands, our great-great-grands, our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grands. We thank you, O God, for those that were to come, are to come. We bless them, O God, and we thank you that they will follow you all the days of their lives. We decree and declare it so, that every generation will begin to know you better than the generation before. They will follow you as never before. So, Father, we thank you for the health and strength that you're giving to us as seniors, O God. We thank you for being awesome providers for us all these years, O God. We thank you, O God, that you continually watch over us. You continually being faithful to us. We come with grateful hearts this morning, O God. Lord, we thank you for birthing us in our mother's womb and watching over us for all these years, year after year, day after day, month after month, minute after minute. We thank you, O God, that you know the end of our lives from the beginning. And, Father, I thank you that your high right hand of protection, your high right hand of mercy, your high right hand of grace, your high right hand of faithfulness is over us, watching over us morning, noon, and night. So we thank you for your awesome, mighty power over us that are seniors. We thank you, O God, that even when we're on our bed of affliction, you bring us out of our beds of affliction, O God. If it had not been for you who is on our side, O God, now would we say, if it had not been for you who was on our side, the waters would have overwhelmed us. The streams would have gone over our souls. The proud waters would have overtaken our souls, O God. In the name of Jesus, then the proud waters would have gone over our soul. Isaac would have overtaken us in the storm, O God. But, Father God, through your high right hand, you saved us from Isaac, even people in New Orleans. You gave them another chance, O God, in the name of Jesus. You said, peace be still to Isaac, and he obeyed you, O God. In the name of Jesus, the rains and the winds and the waters were great. But, Lord, I thank you that you saved your righteous people, O God, from the midst of Isaac, even from the midst of Katrina. You saved them. You are in the restoring business. You are restoring them right now, O God. I thank you for the electricity coming back on in New Orleans, O God. I thank you that your people will be in light day and night. They will be in your holy light day and night. I thank you that people in New Orleans and those affected areas, O God, will come closer to you every day. They will know that you are the great and mighty I am. They will know that the waters did not overtake their soul because you, Almighty King, stopped it. And you said, peace be still to the tempest, O God, and the waters, even the thunders, O God, did not overtake them, O God. Father, for you are the help. You are a help, O God. In the midst of every storm, the storms of life, Katrina storms, Isaac storms, every storm, O God, you have saved us from, O God, from the time we were little up until now, O God. Thank you, O God, for preserving our souls and keeping us under the shadow of your might, O God. We lift you up, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We will lift you up, O God. From which cometh our help. Our help comes from you, O God. We thank you that you are a help in the time of storms, in the time of when the enemy come in like a flood. I thank you that you raised that storm in Jacksonville. You raised that standard in Jacksonville. You raised that standard in New Orleans. You raising the standard all over the country, O God. Father, they think that the storms just stop automatically, but I'm here to let them know that you are the one who stopped the storm. It has to obey you. The winds and the rains must obey you. You are the mighty God. You made the winds. You made the rain. And when you say peace be still, they obey you, O God. Even when human beings are disobedient to you, the winds and the rains obey your will, and they will not go or do anything, Lord God, above your will, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today. We just praise your name. Hallelujah. Your name is great. Your name is great in the heavens. Your name is great in Jacksonville. Your name is great in New Orleans. Your name is great in Florida. Your name is great in Louisiana. Your name is great in Texas. Your name is great in every city throughout the United States. Your name is great in every continent in the world. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Well, good morning again to Bible Storyland. I welcome each of you. Oh, I thank God for Father God for each of you. He woke us up this morning. I give him a hand clap of praise. I give him all the glory because he's the mighty great I am. And ain't nobody like our God. And you know what? Even though we as human beings try to limit him, he's unlimited. When we say, I don't know how we're going to do this, but God knows. Because he's an unlimited God. And he said when we call upon him, he will answer. He will do great and mighty things for us. We're his children. So let's not limit our Father because he's unlimited. So let's not tie him down. Let's let him be free to do miracles, to do signs, to do wonders, even through you. Yes, you. Even though you think I'm talking to somebody else, I'm talking directly to you. Yes, you. God can do miracles and signs and wonders through you. He can lead you to touch a baby that has a high fever, and that baby's fever can break immediately because you will say, be healed in the name of Jesus. He can lead you to go to the hospital and walk the hallways and say, Jesus, and everybody on that floor can be healed that receives Jesus. I thank you that he can send you in the marketplace, in the Winn-Dixie's, in the Publix grocery store. He can send you on the corner of your street, and you can say, peace, be still, and the waters will dry up. Allow God's holy presence and magnificence to come into your lives and do signs and wonders. Don't limit the mighty God. Don't limit the I am, the great and mighty I am. Remember, he sent Moses to Pharaoh, and he said, who sent you? He said, I am sent me. I am. And he's the one who had Moses touch the staff with the water, and the waters parted. And he's still the same God today. He is the unlimited God. So let's not limit him. When your needs are unmet, go to him, and he's able to fulfill every need, every need, every need. So I thank God this morning for you. We have a great woman of God on from Houston, Texas, and she's going to play a song of praise unto our God, the mighty God. Good morning, Sister Karen. How are you this morning?
I am doing good.
Amen. Amen. Did any water come to Houston?
No, we didn't get anything from it. We were supposed to get some Friday and Thursday, and nothing happened, and still nothing's happened. We'll just wait and see what today's forecast brings about. But
guess what? God's forecast is higher than the NOAA prediction. So we don't care what they predict. Our God is the one who rules and reigns in this world, in Houston, in every city. What you going to play for us?
Precious Lord.
Amen. He is precious. Thank you. Hallelujah. Our God is precious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Kara. We rebuke Satan from those technical difficulties, and we plead the blood of Jesus over this computer, over the phone lines in Jesus' name. You are bound, Satan. You will not have rule over this knitter crochet over Bible story land. So I thank God for you this morning. You know, we serve a great God, an almighty God, and he is, he is powerful. Whether we use his power or not, he is powerful. 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 Well, this morning, we have a New Orleans survivor on the line. She survived Katrina, and she survived Isaac. And all those storms in between, God has given her abundant life. She is a woman of God, a mighty woman of God. She lives, like I said, in the New Orleans area, and we are grateful to have her on with us, Sister Glory Dean Charlo. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. And you? I know you're doing good. I can hear it.
Amen. I'm telling you, Father, wake me up every morning. I'm shouting and praising because some people didn't make it, but I thank God that he allowed us to make it.
Praise God.
Amen. So, is the water going down in New Orleans?
Well, yeah, the water is down in New Orleans, really. It wasn't as much storm as was in the other parts of Louisiana, the lower parts, you know, Plaquemine Parish and things like that. But as in New Orleans itself, the lower night ward, praise God, and over here in the West Bank, we didn't have any water. You know, we just had the hard winds and things. It wasn't so much flooding.
Yeah.
Just winds and things. But I know you said I have been through Katrina and through this storm. But don't forget Benson, 1965, and God brought us through that storm, too. And that was the one. It was almost like Betsy, Katrina, but Katrina was a little worse than Betsy. In fact, Katrina took the houses off the land. The houses started moving about. But in Betsy, the water went up 6 feet in the people's houses. But praise God, they were able to gut it out and get it together. So we just thank God for coming through all these storms, you know. Betsy, Katrina, Betsy 1965, Katrina 2005, and here it is, Isaac in 2012. Well, praise God, bringing us through all these storms.
Yes.
You know, the Bible says, and not only the Bible, this is what God wants us to have, that faith, as he told the ones in the boat, when he was in the boat with his disciples, how the water was coming for, the storms started coming, and they were so afraid, they called on Jesus. See, all we have to do is call on Jesus. There's the example right there, and God just woke up and calm that sea, calm that storm. Praise God. You say, where is your faith? Well, you know what? We got to have the faith. The faith. They said the faith, the object of our faith is what? The cross. Jesus Christ has worked it on the cross for us. But we just thank God for bringing us through, because we do have spiritual storms as well as natural storms. But guess what? God brings us through them all. Through it all, God brings us in. We just want to thank the Lord, you know, for bringing us through, because God, like you say, he lifts us to stand us against the enemy. Because he does try to come in like a flood. But God does what? He lifts up a standard. And he say, we that are right with God, and we that are stand in right standing with God, we can pray against these things. When we are in right standing with God, that means we have Christ in our life. Praise God.
Yes.
That means we have a prayer life. So we can stand against these. As some say, we can water the storm then. We can water the storm. But thank God that we have Christ in our life, and we know how to pray, and we read the word of God, and it gives us what to pray about, how to pray. That's why they say, say the word, pray the word. Pray the word, say the word. That's what our Pastor Jones is always saying. Pray the word, say the word. We have to do that. Praise God. We have to be in right standing with God. We have to have a prayer life, praise God. And we can go forth and pray against all these natural stones and the stones that God through we go through spiritually, because we're going to go through some spiritual stones, and we got to know how to go through these stones. But you know, through all these stones, I just want to thank God, and even for all the others, I just want to thank God for bringing us through. Thank God for bringing us through. And I'm going to sing that song today, thanking God for bringing us through. Praise you, the
Amen.
Lord.
Thank so God
you
for
just,
you.
You just keep speaking until I just get to the piano. Praise God. And I thank you, Karen, for that song, Precious Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
We have another woman of God while you're going to the piano. Sister Evangelist Vivian is on. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. He's good.
Praise
and his
Lord. Lord. How is it in your area in New Orleans?
All the same thing. Gloria and I stay close to each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I thank God for you all's
can you hear me?
Safety and protection. Yes, we can hear you. I'm going to come back to you, Sister Vivian. Don't leave.
Okay,
yeah, we
I'm
going to
go to work.
Amen.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Sister Vivian?
I'll go to work in a few minutes.
Okay. Well, as soon as she get off, I'm going to bring you back on.
Okay.
Finish in a minute.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just praise you this morning. We praise you this morning. We praise you this morning. We bless you. I see another one of my sisters on from the New Orleans area. Rose.
Faith is bringing us through. Lord, thank you for
Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for bringing us through the storms of life and whatever we have to face. It's all about Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Thank you,
awesome
Lord.
Awesome song. I tell you what, we are blessed and highly favored to have you on, to have Karen on. And now we're ready to have Evangelist Vivian on. You going to sing for us this morning, Evangelist?
Yes, ma'am. Praise God. I wish I was there with Gloria Dean so she could play while I sing. And
hey,
Gloria
Dean. Well, maybe she, I don't know.
You can pick up the song, Lord. Go on and play. I got a new home over in Zion.
Amen.
Okay, I got a new home over in Zion.
Got a new home over in Zion. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. I got a new home over in Zion. Oh, it's mine. It's mine, it's mine. I got a new wall over in Zion. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. I got a new wall over in Zion. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. I got a new talk over in Zion. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, oh mine. I got a new talk over in Zion. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, oh mine. I got a new crop over in Zion. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, oh mine. I got a new talk over in Zion. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. I got a new praise over in Zion. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, oh mine. I got a new praise over in Zion. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. I got a new prayer over in Zion. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, oh mine. I got a new praise over in Zion. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, oh mine. Praise God, we done survived, but we looking. We even though what we may go through down here, but we looking for a better home. I got a new home, and it's over in Zion. Praise God. We won't face no more of this one of these days. Hallelujah. Be blessed, everyone.
Amen. You are a blessing to us. We got a new home over in Zion. Hallelujah. And as she said, one day we'll be able to stand before the Father, and if we've been obedient and following him, he'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant over in Zion. So I thank you for that new home. Thank you, Sister Evangelist Vivian George from the New Orleans area.
Great.
Well, you know, Jacksonville's on the air. We have Sister Jackie Travis. You know what? We got some praying brothers and sisters on the line, and we got some singing women and men of God on the line. So I thank God for Sister Jackie Travis. Good morning. Jackie, you got your phone on mute because I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad to be alive. I thank God for life.
I know that's right. Me too.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Me too. Ooh, I'm so glad that he woke us up this morning. Thank God for your Sister Jackie. How you feeling this morning?
I feel good. I feel good. I feel great.
Amen. Well, what you going to sing for us today?
Okay. How everybody's been sounding so great on the radio today.
We blessed.
Everybody survived the storm. We're so glad to hear that. Oh, God is still working things out. It's so wonderful.
Amen.
Hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry. Hold on.
All right. No problem. Thank God for you. Yes, he saved us from the storms.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, he did. He's an awesome king and a mighty God.
Saving us from
storms of life.
Amen.
He's been faithful, 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 faithful Father.
Faithful. Those are the storms that keep on raging in my life.
Amen.
Hey, Jesus.
Okay, I'm so sorry, darling.
That's all right. We're just glad you're here.
I'm ready. I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When the storms are raging, he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus. He loves me. I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When the storms are raging, he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus. He loves me. Everybody sing now. I love Jesus. Ooh. He's my Savior. When the storms are raging, he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus, and he loves me. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. He has been so good to me. He's been so good, so good, so good, so good.
So good.
So good, so very, been so very good, so good, so good,
so good,
so good. He has been so good to me. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. I love the Lord, I love the Lord. And I won't take it back. He has been so good. To me. I just thank God that the storm didn't come to Jacksonville like they thought they would, that everybody made it through, that he protected us over us.
Yes.
And I just thank him for being so good and great in our lives, especially my life, and my children's life, and my husband's life. And I thank God for Sister G. Thank you for having me on. God bless you. Have a good day.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
All right.
You know, we love the Lord.
Yes,
he's been so faithful. Faithful is our Father. You know, he's our friend, too. You know, in the midst of storms, you know, I pray for those people who are in the midst of a storm who are by themselves. They don't have nobody around them. They may be trapped in a house somewhere, not enough food, not enough water. But, Lord, we lift them up today. And we ask you to go in, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have somebody go in and rescue them in the name of Jesus. They may be a little one who's trapped in a house or someone who's like in a fetal position, oh God, may be fearful of the storm that came through. But you, the almighty God, send someone in to rescue them. The seniors, oh God, who couldn't get out, who may be crippled, laying in their bed, oh God, send somebody to rescue them, oh God. Turn the air back on, oh God, so they can have oxygen, so they can have a fresh wind from you, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing right now in Louisiana, oh God, in those surrounding areas that was affected by Storm Isaac. And I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that now so many people can laugh because the storm is behind them, and you are a faithful friend. Well, God, you know, we just honor your word. You honor your word above your name, and we honor it. Your word is settled in the heavens. Your word is a lamp and a light to our pathway. We will meditate on your precepts and have respect unto your ways. We will delight ourselves in your statutes, O God. We will not forget your word. Teach us, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and we will keep it unto the end in Jesus' name. Establish your word unto us, your servants, who is devoted to you in fear. Behold, we have longed after your precepts. Quicken us in your righteousness, O God. Let your mercies come to us. O Lord, your salvation, even your salvation according to your word. So shall we have within to answer him that reproaches us. For we will trust in your word all the days of our lives. We give thanks unto you, O Lord, for you are God and you are good and you are greatly to be praised. We thank you for your mercy that endureth forever. We will run the way of your commandment when you shall enlarge our heart. We will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and we will not be ashamed. And we will delight ourselves in your commandments, which we love. Our hands will we lift up unto your commandments, which we have loved, and we will meditate in your statutes. You are our portion, O Lord, and we have said that we will keep your words. We entreat your favor this morning, O God, with our whole heart. Be merciful unto us according to your word. We have thought on your ways and turned our feet unto your testimony. We make haste and do not delay to keep your commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed us, but we have not forgotten your law. At night will we rise up to give you thanks because of your righteous judgments. We are companions of all them that fear you and of them that keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach us your statutes, O God. Well, we have another mighty woman of God on here from the New Orleans area. Let's see if she wants to say something. Her name is Sister Rose Harbor. Good morning, Sister Rose. How you feeling?
Oh, good morning, Sister Carissa. I'm feeling fine.
How'd you make out?
Made out good, which the lights is not back on yet in the lower ninth ward. So I'm up here chilling at the Sheraton.
Amen. Downtown.
The hotel on Canal Street. Yeah.
Woo!
I'm up here chilling. Mm-hmm. Just finished my breakfast and laying down, listening at your word today.
How is the water on Canal Street?
No water.
Amen. Oh my gosh! This last time when Katrina came, Canal Street was full of water.
Mm-hmm. No, not this time. God
Amen.
Really spared us. God really spared us. Spared New Orleans.
Yes.
Because
yes.
If it had a hit like they predicted, that it would have hit, we would have been in trouble. So
Amen.
I just thank
Amen.
The Lord that he spared us. You know.
Yeah.
That he had mercy up on this city.
Amen.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
I thank God for you being on. I want you all to know that this is a mighty prayer warrior. Sister Rose Harbor from New Orleans, she's a prayer warrior. And I know the Lord heard her prayers and spared New Orleans. She was one of the prayer warriors I know that was on the wall asking Lord for mercy for New Orleans. And he heard her cries and delivered the city of New Orleans. It could have been, a place that was just overtaken by water, but because of the intercessors staying on the wall, God spared New Orleans. So I thank God for you. Thank you for being on with us this morning. You know, I want you to hear this song someone gave me recently, and I mean it's a mighty song of the Lord. So I want you to listen to this song.
Thank you.
Amen. That's one of my favorite songs. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever because he is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, my God, that song just touched my soul. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And you know what? He restoreth my soul. He lead me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. His rod and his staff is comforting me, not only me, you too. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anointeth our head with oil. Our cup runneth over. Surely his goodness, his mercy shall follow us every day of our lives. Not some, but every day. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever and ever throughout eternity. Well, I thank God this morning. The title of our message is Promises to the Obedient. You know God makes his promises, and he is not a man. He does not lie. He makes promises to his children, the obedient ones. And you know what? He keeps every promise he makes. Every promise he makes, he is faithful. He's a faithful friend. He ain't no foe. He ain't no enemy. Our God is a great God, and he makes promises to us. And you know what? One of the first promises in Kings, 1 Kings 3:14. And it says, if thou will walk in my ways, if you will walk in his ways and keep his statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen your days. Look what he's going to do. God, in his divine ways, when we walk in his divine ways, he's going to lengthen. He's going to give us long life. What are his ways? It's his direction. When he directs us, you know, like he directed Abraham. He said, Abraham, get up, leave your people, and go to a land where I will lead you. Abraham didn't know where he was going, but by faith, he went there. By faith, he did what God told him to do. And because of Abraham, we're Abraham's seed. Let us be like Abraham. Be faithful. Be obedient. Then he's going to give us longevity. Long life. Now in Job is the next scripture in his promises. In Job 5:26, thou shalt come to thy grave in full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in its season. Now you know when corn is left on the stalk for a long time just to mature and grow, it becomes sweet. Not bitter, sweet. With old age, we should grow sweeter and sweeter. We should remember the goodness of the hand of the Most High God. And we should be sweeter and sweeter as we grow older and grow older. If we stay in his word is going to cleanse and purge us. So all the rottenness, all the bitterness, all the, you know, negativity will just come right out of us when we read the word, and we'll grow sweeter as the day goes by. And, you know, his word in Psalms 91:16, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. You know, God is faithful. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to give us long life and satisfy us. You know, sometimes we can be dissatisfied, but because we are obedient, he's going to satisfy us. With what? With longevity. And then he's going to save us. He's going to show us salvation. He's not just going to, you know, let us grow old. He's going to allow us to be in his secret place. And then he will sweeten us, and we'll be, you know, satisfied, and we'll have long life, and he's going to save us. Now, the Almighty is saying this. I'm not saying it. God is saying it. So I thank God for his word. You know, he honored his word above his name. And in Proverbs 10:27, it says, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days. What? Give us long life? The fear of the Lord. We have to reverence God. Reverential fear. Respect. You know, show awe to our God. He's awesome. And we have to reverence him. Him who is our creator. Him who is our divine savior. Reverence him. You know, a lot of people say reverence, but we're talking about God only. We can only reverence God. We should not reverence man, but we got to reverence God. Give him reverential fear. Respect him. Honor him. Give him glory and praise. Let him know that we know that he is the great and mighty I am. Reverence him. Now, you know, his word is true, as I'm telling you. Isaiah 65 says, you know, they shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not build another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. Now, you know, sometimes when you plant something, the birds come eat it up, the little insects eat it up. All kind of stuff coming. Even people come and steal from you. But he said it's not going to be so. Because when you build an habit, this particular plant, you build your garden, you grow your gardens, no, you're going to be able to eat from it. Not other people not going to come and take it from you. For as the days of trees are the days of my people. And trees, you know, most trees grow to be old. Look at some of the trees in your neighborhood. Even Katrina couldn't take up some trees. It was deeply rooted and planted. And mine elect, God said, we're his very elect people, shall long enjoy the work of their hands. So, you know, all the labor that we've done over the years, we're going to enjoy the work of our hands. No one, you know, will be able to live in our homes that we built. They're not going to be able to take them from us. Even the gardens, we'll be able to keep our gardens. So I thank God for his word is true. I'm talking about he's talking to the obedient now. He's not talking to the disobedient. He's talking about the obedient, those who obey his word, his laws, his statutes. Zechariah 8:4 says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man on his staff in his hand for very age. Now, you know, look how old that's going to be. Some people, I know my Aunt Mildred is 102, and, you know, she can lean on her cane. So, you know, the years have been good to her. Of course, she's been through trials. She's been through struggles. She's been through afflictions. But through it all, she can hold up holy hands and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for saving me and giving me all these years. Can you imagine? She was born in 1910. Now imagine all the storms that she has survived. 102 years of survival. But it's because of the mercy, the high right hand of God, that he has given her these years. You know, sometimes we want things, but we don't always get them. But through the infinite mercy of God, he grants us even things that we don't even think he's going to grant to us. I know she probably didn't even dream she was going to live 102 years. I met a lady at the post office a few months ago. This lady was 98 years old. She don't even need glasses to drive. She's still driving her car. She's still in her right mind. She was at the post office. She lived somewhere else, but she drove herself there in her right mind. Now, God is an awesome God. And, you know, he said in his word that in 1 Peter 3:10, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. So, you know, we got to be careful what we say. Careful what we say. I have to repent every day because I'm like, oh, my God, I shouldn't have said that. Lord, control my tongue. This little thing that's within me, it can destroy or it can bless. So let's allow our tongues to bless people. And, you know, I had to apologize to a sister. I said something sharp to her, and I said, you know what, I apologize. I'm sorry that I offended you. You know, I'm not too proud to say I'm sorry or I offended you or apologize. We got to stop the pride and just say, you know what, I realize that what I said to you offended you, so I apologize. Even to your children, your grandchildren, your great-grand, you know, you say some things sometimes and they cry. Apologize. Hold them in your arms and apologize. They won't remember that. Children forgive and forget so quickly, and God wants us to be like that. So to the elderly obedient, God's promises are sure. What God says, he will do. Notice, I said to the obedient elderly, that eliminates the disobedient elderly. So let's obey God so we can receive his promises. Is there anyone on the line this morning that's not saved? Elderly, young people, salvation, salvation. God is calling us to be saved. He doesn't want anybody lost. He wants everybody saved. You know, he says in his word in Romans 10 and 9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, you know, we have a mighty young woman. I think she's probably the youngest one on the air today. She's from Applin, Georgia. Her name is Miss Ludell, and, you know, she's been through many trials, but through her obedience, God has really blessed her. So she's going to give us a brief testimony this morning about the salvation of her almighty God. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing.
Amen.
I'm doing. I'm blessed with the best.
I know that's right.
I just want to say, you know, that tell everybody, you know, how good God has been to me. I'm 90 plus right now. And through those years, though, we all had our trials and our tribulation. And sometimes I have almost give up, stop. But sometimes I have gone to a crossroad in life that, you know, I had to stop and wonder which way to go. But you know, I asked God the way to go. So he told me that he was the way, the truth, and the light. So that's when I made my turn to follow him. Through my life, I have gone through a lot. But through it all, he brought me through. And I'm so glad this morning that I'm able to tell it to somebody else, you know, in some other state, some other city, or wherever you may be this morning. Listen, that all you have to do is to lean, trust, and be obedient to his word. That's what he really asks us to do. Be obedient to his word. And if we be obedient to his word, he always going to hear and answer our prayers. We can't feel like I'm not going to do this because of this and that. No, just what God said to do, we do that. And if we do that, he'll continue to bless each and every one of us. And I pray for each one on the air this morning that, you know, your condition, whatever you're going through it, remember that God goes through it with you. You know, sometimes we feel all alone. Nobody cares. Nobody loves us. But we got to remember, so he the only somebody told us that he'll never leave us or forsake us. So, but we have to keep that in our mind. We have to live with that. We have to think about that at all times. And that'll help to keep us strong and help us to continue to travel the journey that he left back here for us to travel, because he say he go back to prepare a place for prepared people. So we have to start preparing ourselves right down here, you know, to get to that prepared place that already prepared for us. But we got to prepare ourselves. And when we prepare ourselves, we got to prepare ourselves with our fellow man, with God, Jesus Christ first, with our fellow man, our loved one, our family, whoever we come in contact with, we got to share it. So that's my testimony this morning. May God bless each and every one of y'all, and I pray that everything continue to go well.
Amen. Well, I thank you, Miss Ludell from Applin, Georgia. Did you all get much rain there?
Not. We did early part of the week. It's
okay.
Nice this morning.
Amen.
Yes, it's nice this morning. I've been thinking about y'all down there, and also Arlene, New Orleans, where so much was headed that direction and been already. So, hey, God's still in control.
Amen, amen.
I know he is.
For you coming on, I know you had a busy schedule, but I thank you for the sacrifice that you made to come on this morning and tell us about the goodness of our God.
Yes.
Amen. Well, declarations for the elderly. I decree and declare that the obedient elderly will be blessed of the Lord on a daily basis. I decree and declare that the obedient elderly in God will walk in his divine health daily. I decree and declare that the obedient elderly will reap natural benefits provided in each city they live in, such as free bus service, free birthday meals, free healthy lunches provided at the Senior Citizen Center, and whatever is free in your city that you will reap the benefits of it. I decree and declare that obedient seniors will seek God daily and spend time dwelling in the secret place with him. I decree and declare that obedient seniors will be godly examples to those that are around them. I decree and declare that obedient seniors will pray, intercede for those in their church, family, in their own families, for other seniors, for the children of the world, and whatever else God gives them to pray for. So I thank God this morning for each of you. Sister Karen Itell is going to come back on and play another song of praise unto our God. What you going to play, Sister Karen?
I will be Standing in the Garden Alone.
All right. Alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear Listen, the voice I hear is falling on my ear.
Yes,
the Son of God.
Yes,
and discloses. And he walks with me and he talks with me.
And he tells me
I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
Sing that song when I was a little girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Come to the garden alone. And you know, when we come to the garden, we get to spend time with the Most High God. You know, Adam and Eve were blessed. They didn't even know how blessed they were. They got to go spend time in the garden with the Most High God. So I thank God for each of you this morning. And I want to say, if this ministry has been a blessing to you or has enriched your life in some way, we ask that you would sow a seed, a gift, the Bible Story Land, a financial blessing. And you can send it to me, Caritha Gantling. P.O. Box 2732 is our address, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. So I thank God for each of you this morning being on. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. So if you would like prayer, press 1. Press 1 this morning. And if you've already pressed 1, you can speak up.
Continued prayer for the people who are surviving Isaac.
Okay.
Because he's moved up north, and a lot of those people are not here, but, you know, we just still need to pray for them. And
amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sister Karen. Anybody else? Prayer request this morning. All right, press 1. Hold on. I'm going to put you on. Jackie, I think it's Jackie. Hold on. All right, Jackie, you requesting prayer?
Yes, I request prayer for my family. I want them to be closer.
5-0-4-3-4.
Okay, for your family. I'm sorry, someone else's phone was making some noise. What, family and what else?
My family and my senior citizen.
Okay.
My church members and for just the government and the president. And the people that's become the going to be the president or maybe the president, and you know, just Jacksonville as a whole. We can stop the killing, stop all the killing and all the murders and all. Just start loving one another. Pray we can be more loving to one another.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Prayer for my church. This 48-year-old young woman had tumor. Cancer in her head, and it's been about 3 months now. She hadn't talked or did anything, so I just continue to pray to God, so I realize that God still knows all about it and he's still in control. Bless her for her family who's going through a lot.
All right. Okay. Let's see, someone else here. Brother David, hold on. I'll put you on live. Good morning, Brother David Emmanuel. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am blessed and grateful.
Amen.
Yeah, I just ask for continued prayer from my family, friends, coworkers, for all the people that think that they're my enemy. And I just ask that, and the people that don't believe in God, even though God exists in all of us, whether we want to believe it or not, I just ask that. They get a revelation that, you know, something draws them to God other than a dramatic event. So we're just praying for more people to have a close relationship with God.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
All right, anybody else? Prayer request.
Yeah, I would like to prayer request that the lights will come back on for the people of the city and the lower ninth ward, because they said for the lower ninth ward, it could be earlier as next week, and that's a while, you know.
Yeah.
So believe in God to do it speedily.
Okay.
Yeah. There's
anybody
a church.
Else? Thank you, Sister Rose.
There's a church that on the West Bank, you know, other side of New Orleans. It was flooded with water. Water got all in. They have worked the water out now. pray that they would remodel, get the church back up, that the people can have service, but that God would prepare another place for them to have service until the church is finished.
Okay.
And it's a church in, it's called a church in the home. That's how, that's the name of it, they call it. You know, it's on the West Bank.
The church in the what?
In the home.
H-A-L-L?
Church in the H-O-M-E.
Oh, home, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, hold on 1 second. Someone else is pressing one. Good morning, 389. Prayer request.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. I just wish, you know, to pray for Abertha McKeever. She's in Douglas, Georgia. She took a bad fall. And that's my other mother. And I had to go and see about her, but I made it back safe through the storm and the rain.
Amen.
And also, I'd like to lift up Bishop David Bryant in Deland, Florida. The doctor diagnosed him with a terminal illness, but I still see that God is and God got the last word.
Mm-hmm.
I also continue to pray for the Hooks family. Mm-hmm. And God bless you and what you are doing as well. Because the world needs it, and I need it. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you, my cousin Shirley. Thank you for being on. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Did you say Bishop David Bryant?
Yes, ma'am. Bishop David Bryant, Deland, Florida. They had a rush to emergency yesterday.
Okay. All right. Any more requests for prayer? Press 1. Thank you, Sister Shirley.
You're welcome.
Okay, hold on. Someone else. Press 1 again. Hey, Sister Jackie.
Oh, I was just getting back on. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks.
All right. Anyone else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. Okay, well, we're going to start our prayer. No one else press 1 here, and hopefully... For those that have silent requests, we will cover those as the Lord leads. Father, we just honor your presence today as never before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to put your phones on mute. I have like an echo on there. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. But Father God, we just honor your holy presence this morning. We just thank you for being our God. You're not just a group God. You are a personal God. You are a personal Father. You're not somebody else's God. You are our God. And Father, I thank you that you honor your word above your name. And you, in your word, says that you are our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and glorious name. Your word says that you are the great and mighty shepherd. You are the great and mighty king. There's nobody greater than you. Father, we thank you that you are Lord, you are shepherd, you are provider, Jehovah Jireh, you are provider. Your word says that when we call upon your name, you will hear and you will answer. We realize, Father, that you are not a man. You do not lie. You keep your promises. So today we come before your holy presence, giving you all the glory, all the honor. You are a majestic God. Even your voice is majestic. Your voice is powerful. Your voice is awesome and mighty. Like Job said, we desire the words of your mouth more than our necessary food. Father, there are so many sick people in the land. And Father, we know sometimes sin brings on sickness. So Father, we repent
And we ask forgiveness this morning for our sins, O God. Forgive us, O God, for transgressions against you, trespasses, iniquities, foxes that spoil our vine, even those presumptuous sins, O God. Forgive us, O God. Help us to know your ways, O God. Help us to know you as never before. Help us to seek for you and search for you with all of our heart, and then we know we will find you. You said the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We bind the hand of the enemy that's trying to come up against your people to bring sickness, illness, all kind of diseases. In the name of Jesus, we bind that up and we cast every sickness, every disease back to the pits of hell. Father, you said if we obey you, none of these diseases will come upon us. So, Father, forgive us and help us to be obedient to you in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, O God, that you hear, that you answer our prayers. I lift up every senior today on the line and every senior in every city, your obedient children in particular. And, Lord, I thank you for the obedience of your servants, O God, those that obey you. You said one time that you winked at ignorance, but now you're calling all men to come to repentance. So, Father, those that are not saved, I ask you for mass salvation to come in the land, mass salvation in Louisiana, mass salvation in Texas, mass salvation in Florida, mass salvation throughout the United States. May people begin to bow down and repent and worship you, the most holy God. You said that we would search for you and seek you with all of our heart, with all of our soul and our strength, that you would hear from, you would hear us, our prayers, O God, in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we thank you today that we could call upon your name, that we could call upon you as the Most High God. And we thank you today that you hear and you answer our prayers. And, Father, I thank you for your word is true. Your word is true. Your word is honorable, O God. You honor your word above your name. So we know how powerful your name is, and your word is mighty. Your word is like a two-edged sword. Your word can cut everything out of us that's not like you. So we ask you to start cutting, but have mercy when you cut us, O God. Have mercy on us, O God. And, Father, your word says if your people, and we're your people, which are called by your name, we are called by the name of the Most High God, that we would humble ourselves, bow down before you, worship, humble our ways before you, O God. Pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked, evil ways, O God. Then will we hear from heaven. Then you will hear us from heaven. You will hear our voice crying out to you in the place where we are, and you will forgive our sins, and you will heal our land. Now your eyes shall, our eyes shall be open, and your ears shall attend unto our prayers, O God, that is made in this place this morning. So we thank you today, Almighty. We thank you today for what you're doing. For now you have chosen and sanctified us in our houses, that your name will be there forever, O God, and our eyes and our hearts shall be there perpetually, forever and ever. And so we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, all the honor and the thanksgiving. So, Father, I lift up everybody who has been in Isaac in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for their, you helped them to survive the storm, the torrential, the rain, the hurricane. You are not a respecter of persons. You saved people during that storm who cried out to you, oh, Lord, save me. You saved people who'd never been saved before, and everyone who is backslidden, oh, God. I thank you that they will run into your presence, oh, God. And, Father, you know the presidential election is coming up, oh, God. So, Father, I lift up every candidate, and I thank you for men and women of integrity running for office, oh, God.
I thank you, oh God, for the young woman at Sister Ludell's church. Father, you are in the miracle business. So I thank you for her being saved, set free, healed, and delivered, oh God. Let your will be done. I thank you for the electricity coming back on in the Ninth Ward in New Orleans, oh God. I thank you for you stopping the flood. I thank you for the church of who is called the church's home, oh God. I thank you for providing a place for them to worship you, even if they have to raise holy hands and worship you in their home, oh God. I thank you, oh God. I thank you for the elderly being healed, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for families being healed, saved, delivered, and set free. I thank you, oh God, for healing bodies and minds and souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for saving those elderly that are not saved. And, Father, we just thank you, oh God, for the seniors in Jacksonville and every city, oh God, being saved and reaching out and calling on your name. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. And so we thank you this morning, oh God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We praise you, O Most High, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, oh God. We love you, O Lord, our strength. We extol you as the great King, as the Almighty Father. And, Father, we just lift up everybody on Bible Story Land, their families and their church families, those that they're associated with, and we thank you, O God. We cover them by the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for protection, O God. We lift up that family where the young woman was hit by a van at 2 or 3 in the morning and killed. And we ask you, Lord, to help them, O God, through this crucial time. Save everyone in that family who's not saved. Draw them closer to you and comfort and strengthen that family. Everyone who's lost loved ones, O God, even in the flood, O God, anyone who's lost loved one. And, Father, I lift up Alberta McKeever as she fell, but you were right there to hold her up, O God. You were right there. You saved her from losing her life, O God. So heal her body. Remove all the soreness and the stiffness. Heal the bruises quickly, O God. And, Father, I just thank you, O God, for your servant, Bishop David Bryan, who has beautiful feet. Oh, Father, I repent on his behalf for anything that he has done against your will. And, Father, your word says if we those who are sick, if they would call the elders of the church and if they would repent, anoint them with oil, they shall be healed in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for the healing coming forth in Bishop David Bryan. Be with his family. I ask you to bless the Hooks family, O God. Be with every family member. Strengthen the family members. Remove any strife, any envy, all the negative things. And I thank you that the Hooks family have the mind of Christ, that we love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for what you're doing for families every day, that you are continually being faithful to us. So we bless you this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray. All right, it's about closing time on Bible Storyland. Anybody have just like a quick something they want to say? Press 1 if you're not already on. All right, I want to tell you I love each of you, and I thank God for each of you coming on Saturdays or on Thursdays. Did someone say something?
I want to say something about the storms.
Okay.
One thing about the storms that we go through, even the first storm that in 1965, you know, as we grow more and more into the Lord, our prayer life gets greater and greater. More and more we know about the Lord. So each time we're learning more and more. We mature more and more, and our prayer is greater and greater. We learn more about the Lord. Now, from 1965, and this is 2012, I thank God for the prayer life that he's brought us into. Each storm that we go through, each one of us, natural, not just a storm, natural storm, but spiritual storms, we are getting more and more close to God. Our prayer life is more matured. We're getting stronger and stronger to the Lord, more into the Word, more understanding. and especially with Christ and having the Holy Spirit in our lives. That is the greatest thing. So I thank God for that, that we're getting stronger and stronger as we go through these storms. And we need to go through these storms, not these spiritual storms, because we need to grow and grow and mature in God. So that's, I give God the glory for that.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Glory Dean. I appreciate that. We are getting stronger and stronger, His children, because we're staying in the secret place and abiding under the shadow of His almighty wings. He is our refuge and our fortress in the time of storms, spiritual as well as physical storms. So I thank God. Anybody else? We got about 2 minutes, they say. Anybody else? I just thank God for those people being safe in Isaac, and that land will be restored quickly. And I thank God for them calling on the name of the Most High God. Calling on the name of the Most High God and, you know, really seeking His face and asking Him. You know, that storm came 7 years to the date, the exact date that Katrina hit. What is the Lord saying to the people? What is God saying in the midst of these storms? Consult the Most High. Lord, what are you saying to us, your people? 7 years later, you send Isaac on the very day that Katrina. All right, we're about ready to go off. They're going to click us off in a minute. It said 90 seconds. So I thank God for each of you. Be blessed of the Lord. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, month, and year. Don't forget, be obedient. Praise and worship the Lord daily. Give Him thanks for His goodness and for His mercy that's everlasting. Have a wonderful day, and I love you, and God loves you even more. God bless you.